What do ski academy students have to sacrifice in general?
What do they have to sacrifice? I would say they're definitely sacrificing kind of the broader, you know, teenage type involvements. So, you know, it is, I would say, attending, you know, a high performance ski academy or music school like Juilliard, mm-hmm. you've chosen a more narrow focus, and it's not for everyone. It's for people that really have a passion for ski racing, and they know that it's gotten to the point where they want to, you know, narrow the focus and have more of an emphasis on whatever their passion is, whether it's skiing or music or whatever. So I would say that's the choice. Like, you only have so much time in the day in between the skiing, the physical training, the tuning, and academics. That's a pretty full day.
Absolutely. And is that also the payoff? Is that they specialize in something?
Totally. Yeah. Completely. Yeah.
And is a ski academy in general across the board really one of the only ways to become an elite skier? Or are there more alternatives opening up?
Oh, I think there are definitely alternatives to ski academies. It's all what your access is to good training and good coaching. Mm-hmm. So if you grow up in Burnsville, Minneapolis, and you can ski at Buck Hill every day, mm-hmm. and you have great coaching there, you can become a great slalom skier. Or if you live in Lake Tahoe, you can ski right at Squaw, and you get the time on snow, you can be a great skier. So, but I think it's, if you want to be what's considered one of the top skiers nationally and have hopes of going internationally, you need to be skiing, you know, you need a lot of time on snow. Those great skiers have had time on snow, but ski academies just provide for, you know, there are alternatives to ski academies, but they tend to be club programs where kids have grown up skiing and have that kind of access.
So overall, they're still getting the same amount of time on snow.
If they can get the same amount of time on snow, like a kid growing up at Cochran's. Mm-hmm. Cochran's doesn't have a ski academy, but the Kelly Cochran family have been able to ski a ton when they're young, and they didn't really ski a lot in summers. They just skied a lot during the winters. So it's all whether you can get the access to time on snow and have the quality of coaching and be in an area where you have a pretty good peer dynamic. Like Northern Vermont, growing up at Cochran's, that's not a ski academy, but they had really good competition. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of time on snow, and they get great coaching.